I want to say a word now in closing about the last one in this section. It's the 41st Psalm now, and when we come to it, you'll notice it opens with, "Blessed is he that considereth the poor." And the last verse of it is, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel." And that word we've seen means happy. This section, the Genesis section of Psalms, opened with happy, it closes with it. And we have here a messianic psalm. And what does it have in it? Well, it has in it the betrayal of Judas. And in verse 9 we read, "Yea, mine own familiar friend in whom I trusted, who did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me." Now, that is the one that is so quoted of Judas and was quoted in John 13:18, and this was fulfilled in Judas, and that makes this a messianic psalm. But we have something else here. Notice verse 10. "But thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me, and raise me up, that I may requite them." We have his resurrection here. Listen to this. "And raise me up, that I may recompense them." You see, in this Genesis section, we've had the death of Christ. We've also had the resurrection. But you see, the death of Christ, and let me make this rather startling statement, the death of Christ saves no one. It's the death and resurrection of Christ that saves. The resurrection is important. What is the gospel? Jesus died for our sins according to the Scriptures, according to Psalms. That he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. That is part of the gospel, the resurrection, and without it there is no gospel. Now today we're seeing again unbelievers talking about Jesus. They all have to have an opinion of him, because it's that way. "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And you've got to have an opinion. And today, even in these modern plays about Jesus, they always leave him on the cross or leave him in the tomb. Thomas Jefferson left him there in his moral teachings of Jesus. He leaves him where it says they rolled a stone. There's no gospel there, my friend. When that stone was rolled away and he came out, that is what we have, the resurrection. Then we can say here in a wonderful way, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting and to everlasting." And we have a double amen. Amen and amen, which means he put the finishing touches on our salvation. And when he rose from the dead, he ascended back into heaven and sat down, because he'd finished it for us. And friends, you don't have to add anything to it, but don't take away from the gospel. He died. He rose again. And without that, there is no gospel today. How tremendous this section is.